Thank you. First of all, God is so good. What a blessing. So here we are, and there's a lot of people to thank. So let's start off with Quint. Let's thank him for allowing us to be here wherever he went. Say thank you. Yeah. We also have your wonderful mayor here. He's a guy who made sure this happened. That means he cares about the people that he's serving. And so we all should give him a round of applause. Your wonderful mayor. I've met him. We've talked. Hopefully we'll do some great things here in the city. So thank you, Mr. Mayor, for coming and showing up and also allowing us to be here. And all these people free today. That's a beautiful thing. So again, let's give it up for the mayor. I appreciate that, brother. I'm trying to be. But the reason I'm here, I got a great invitation, and a man that is a powerful force right here in this community. When you think about Operation People for Peace, the job that it's doing to affect change for all of you. See, God sent him here for a reason, to bless all of you who have been somewhat underserved sometimes, and his organization is trying to make sure that they can stop homelessness, that we make sure that you go to the doctor, take your physical, because that's been a problem for the black and brown community. It's been an issue. Now, I'm going to tell you about a story that affected me in the worst way, and that's another reason why I'm here. There was a young African-American woman, mom in D.C. Their son had a toothache. She did not take him to the dentist. So it went up to his brain because it got infected, and the baby died. Too many times in our community, we've having those type of issues, those type of problems. And so we got to make sure we take care of ourselves and our babies. And you know, through history for us, we have been gone to the doctor. But when it's time for our physical, we have got to go. And so I'm trying to partner with Art because he wants quality health care for all of you. Whether you can pay for it or not, his organization is trying to say, okay, come through us if you can't pay for it. That's why it's important for all these great people who own businesses to partner with Art and the work that he's doing in the community, so we can affect change and affect somebody's life and improve their life that can't afford to do it themselves. And so please, one thing I want to urge you to do, those in the business community, in the city, government, those who have other great organizations, partner with Art in any way that you can, because this brother is doing great, great work. And he just needs some help. So let's clap for Art right quick, because the man is unbelievable. Because if he wasn't, Magic would not be here, right? But then I came for the kids, the young people. Now, everything that you want in life, you can have it, but you gotta get it through a good education. See, an education. That's why your parents always stay on top of you about, are you doing your homework? Are you getting good grades? Because they know how important it is for you to get a great education. So it's really important that you focus and you stay disciplined enough to get a quality education, and that education will take you a long way. And I'm living proof of that. I'm right from the inner cities of Lansing, Michigan, right? I grew up poor, 6 sisters, 3 brothers. Shoot, sometimes we had the the water and the sugar, but we didn't have the Kool-Aid. Yeah, I had the bread and the jelly, but we didn't have the peanut butter. And I won't even talk about Spam and all of that back in the day, right? I won't even talk about government cheese when you poor, you know, because I grew up on all of that, right? But kids, one thing I'm going to tell you right now, all the young people, I don't care how poor you grow up, you don't have to have poor dreams. You got that? You don't have to have poor dreams. I've always had bigger dreams than my situation. You got it? I said, I'm going to play in the NBA. Right? I'm going to work hard. I'm going to play in the NBA. And then my next dream was to be a businessman, right? So let's go back. Here it is. Had a chance to get drafted by the Lakers after leading my high school to a state championship. I led Michigan State to the national championship against that blonde-haired guy named Larry Bird. I was able to lead the Lakers to 5 championships. We went to the finals 9 times in 12 years. So I was really blessed to be a winner, play with some incredible, incredible basketball players. And then I was trying to decide what to do after wearing those hot pants that we used to wear with the Lakers. Remember, my shorts back in the day, they were really, really short back then. And so what I wanted to do was to use my money to invest in the same community I grew up in. See, in the black community in urban America. So I said, man, I want to go home and effect change, give people who look like me jobs and opportunity to have quality services in their own community. And so that's how I started my business. And I said, okay, how do I do that? I said, I'm a partner with other companies to serve the urban community. So I did my homework and my research. I said, man, we're the number one group of people going to the movies, but there was no theaters in our community. So I said, I'm going to partner with Sony. I went to them. They did a deal with me. So I built Magic Johnson Theaters. And so here's a guy from the neighborhood, built a theater. And I remember it like it was yesterday. I asked the food buyer from Sony, how many hot dogs are we going to have Friday night? This is Wednesday. He said, the same amount we give to Suburban Theater, we're going to give to you. So I said, okay, you know, I don't know. So I'm going to take that 30-day supply that he's talking about. Well, I opened the theater up on Friday in L.A. in Crenshaw. We sold out all the hot dogs that night. Because minorities and black folk, we not going to go to dinner in a movie. Where are we going to have dinner? At the movies, that's right. So I had to teach him how to do business in urban America. And so then I got really bold and I decided to go up to Seattle and knock on a guy's door named Howard Schultz, who owns Starbucks. And I said, Howard, we drink coffee too. Right? So Howard said, well, we don't do franchisees, you know, Magic, we don't have that. I said, Howard, I'm not here to be one. I want to be your partner. I want to build Starbucks in urban America. And so he came down. This was funny. I had 5 meetings with the man up in Seattle. So finally, and this is really important for all of you, he said, I'm going to come to urban America and see how you manage your theater. See, this was really important. He's coming to our community, just like the mayor got all of you here, just like Art got all of you here, to come see me. Well, I brought him to urban America to come see how we live. And he accepted my invitation. And this was really the biggest thing that I could do, right? So he came to urban America. We had the movie Waiting to Exhale had just came out. Whitney Houston's first movie. So I had 5,000 beautiful black women wrapped around the corner trying to get in to see this movie. And so it was alive in the theater, and we went into my biggest house, and I finally Howard Schultz sat down, and you could see that he was enjoying the movie, but every sister in the movie started talking to the screen. Like they knew Whitney Houston personally. Girl, why you still with him? You should dump him. If I was you, I'd be dumping him. And Howard Schultz pulled me out the movie when that happened and said, I've never had a movie-going experience quite like this. It got me the deal. I built 125 Starbucks. And what was beautiful is this. They said it would never work in urban America. They said no way minorities would pay $3 for a cup of coffee. Yeah, I see. I know you do. We'll pay $3 for a cup of coffee. We just don't quite know what scones are. So in my Starbucks, I had to take scones out and put in sweet potato pie. Sorry to me, man. Peach cobbler. Pound cake. Now, my per caps were higher than his per caps because I put in everything that we as minorities eat, and that's why it was so successful. And also I took out the elevator music and put in Earth, Wind, and Fire and Marvin Gaye. So why am I telling you this story? Here we are in Pensacola. You look just like me. You grew up the same way. Now here I am, the first and only man outside of Starbucks to build Starbucks. The same guy who grew up the youngest of four brothers. All my brothers passed down their clothes to me. The same boy, because I was taller than my brothers. Wait a minute. They passing clothes to me, and I'm taller than them. So I'm going to school like this. I may have had them high waters on, but boy, was I still walking right there. The reason I'm telling you this is because here I sit and stand as a poor young man, but I became the only guy in this country to build Starbucks. So what I'm saying to you, if I can do that, God can bless you to do the same thing. The same. So this is what we're here for, to support Art and his work in this incredible community that you live in. That you live in. We want to make sure you go take your physical. Make sure you do the things you're supposed to do. Take your parents and grandparents to do that as well. And then the kids here dream. And get your education. If you don't want to be like me on the basketball court, be like me in business or somebody else that you idolize. It might be somebody in this audience you idolize. Well, idolize them. And I'm going to tell you this. There's some business people and some great people sitting right here. First, you start off idolizing your parents because they're doing a super job for you. That's number one. Number two, quit sweating them for them $200 sneakers that you know they can't. You know they can't afford. You know that. See, you got to love yourself. No matter what you got on, you gotta love you. See, I've had on the $1.99 special when I went to school. Woolworth. We used to shop at Woolworth. Everybody remember Woolworth? Yeah, yeah. had to get your side. Wasn't nobody helping you. You had to do that yourself. But guess what happened? With the $1.99 special loan, I was still killing them on the basketball court. It doesn't, look, the shoes won't make you. You make the shoes. God teaches us to love ourselves, right? And then you got to love your parents. Putting food on the table, putting a roof over your head. Man, that's a beautiful thing. So all you got to do is make sure you bear down when you go to school and take care of your business. Because everything you want that your idols have, whether it's Jay-Z, Beyonce, LeBron, whoever, you can have the same thing. But yours is going to be through education. And remember, these guys sitting here, idolize them. They became, the only reason I'm a businessman, I saw two guys in Lansing, Michigan that looked like me that owned buildings. And I said, what? We can own buildings? I didn't know that. So I started saying, okay, Oscar Robertson and Bill Russell, Dr. J was my idols, but I started idolizing them two dudes too. Because I could touch them, they in my community. LeBron not standing here. Jay-Z not standing here. So understand that you got somebody here that you can idolize sitting right here in your own community. You can touch them and tell them to become your mentor. They became my mentor. That's why I'm a businessman today. Who would ever thought Magic Johnson would own the Dodgers? I mean, for real. You know, I get the Lakers, you know, when I used to come down, you know. People got that. And I still love them to death. Even though we struggle, I still love them. I'm still a Laker. But God's been good, right? Here this man own a piece of the Dodgers. And then the Sparks just came up for sale, and we bought that too. And it's a true blessing. And I tell you, I'm looking at some great and beautiful people here that can do great things, but we may need a little help, and that's what Art and his organization is here to do. Man, when God sprinkles it, whatever he sprinkles on us, he says, you know what? You put on this earth not to make money. You put on this earth to do great things for other people. That takes an unselfish man. A man that has a big heart. A man that says, you know what? I really care about my community, and I'm going to do great, 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 and great things. And brother, I can't thank you enough, man. Look at this. What you've done for these incredible people today. You know, you did your part and I did my part. A lot of times people say they're going to come somewhere, don't show up, disappoint these young people and everybody else. But man, because of you, I'm here.